Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. Today's episode, episode 38, season 2, Why Hotels Love Resort Fees. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, the host of the show, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
I am doing great. Wow. Episode 38. I am doing great. Episode 38. That's about the extent of my creativity for today.
It's good. I mean, it rhymes, which is really good for not having much creativity today. So, I mean, you captioned the phrase, which will capture the hearts of America.
The hearts of America will be up in a incredible dynamic light show.
Speaking of incredible dynamic light shows, it is time for the news and views. On Twitter, currently X, Cletus of Cobra shared a video of what appears to be real Las Vegas testing a new light pattern. The video shows Rio's towers lit up with color-changing RGB LED in a translucent pattern changing from one color to another while scrolling in an upward direction. This new look is very visible from the strip and definitely helps Rio get a much-needed facelift, especially at night. No word yet on if this is the official light pattern. For those listening to the audio format, you might want to check out our video or go to ex-user Cletus of Cobra, which sounds kind of cool, right? Like some character in some sort of a gladiator movie seeking revenge on his captors for killing his family. Who are you, peasant? I am Cletus. Cletus of Cobra. It's just... Okay, anyways, I'm getting off topic. Be sure to check out the video when you can. And that's going to do it for the news. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that drones and light shows are things that excite me. So I am all for it. You better put a link in the show notes for that, though. That's pretty cool. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I will definitely be linking to the tweet that was posted by Cletus of Cobra. I just like the way it sounds. I just can't get over how it
Cletus sounds. Of Cobra sounds great, but I have to admit, I'm not sure what a Cletus is.
I know what cleats are. I know cleats are a certain type of athletic shoe that you wear with spikes in them for like baseball and shit, but I have no idea what a Cletus is or a Cletus or Cletus. Cletus of Cobra. Maybe he's like a health insurance representative for Cobra. Like when people get laid off and shit, I am Cletus, Cletus of Cobra. I am here with your health insurance.
So Cletus Spuckler was a Simpsons character.
Okay.
So maybe that has something to do with it.
Perhaps it does. Or maybe it doesn't. What a
tease.
Oh, no.
Cletus Cortland Cassidy is a supervillain appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. I learn something new every day. You inspire me, Movestro. Look at this. I have no idea. I didn't even know that. But it could be Cletus. I think it's Cletus. Or C-L-E-A-T-U-S may refer to contents, people, religion, sports, other fields. God, this is something this is interesting. Okay. Well, cool. I learned something new today. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, just the fact that I bring you inspiration on an almost daily basis, that right there is the Movestro experience.
Yeah, that one didn't make me laugh. That one didn't make me laugh that much. Actually, I will tell you, I was listening to most recent 500 today. I think I've brought them up once before, and I do love 500. And Tim said that he thought that Poppy Steak at FB was the most douchey steakhouse experience out there. And he was doing this whole comparison of like, if you crossed STK with this other steakhouse. And I thought it was just absolutely hysterical because he does not mince words about that. And I know the stuff with Poppy Steak, with the people who come out like with like sparklers and the steaks and the knives, steak knives. You see, that's my challenge for the next month, is always to bring steak knives into every single podcast.
I will find a way.
Find a way. Anyway, I just thought that was really funny, and that made me laugh today. And I just had to say it because I just think that's sort of funny, and I think that would be a really funny future episode for us with Las Vegas if we did things like, if you crossed this with this, what would you get? Right? I mean, so that would be sort of interesting. Anyway, that's all I got for you, but I just thought that was funny.
All right, and now it is time for the tease.
Okay, well then, we're talking about why hotels, yes, hotels specifically, love resort fees, and the other fake fees that they've made up. I don't know if you know this one, Ms. Movestro, but in certain cities now, like in New York, they can't call it a resort fee, so they call it a destination fee, which is really just another word for a resort fee when it's not a resort, so that's pretty tricky. Anyway, hotels love resort fees because it makes the hotel price look artificially low when you're searching, because most searches are queried towards what the base rate is. Just as a reminder, all hotel prices have, you have your base rate for a room, you've got taxes, you've got resort fees, and you have resort fee taxes. That's why when you get hit with those mega resort fees for like $45, it's actually more than $45 because there is taxes on top of that. And for Vegas, that's about it's over 12% in taxes. So it makes the room rate look artificially low. And another big reason, you know, so for search, you know, hotels like that. But it isn't. There's a commercial reason that isn't so much to do with the, like, quote, bait and switch. Because I know a lot of people out there think, oh, they're just doing this to get me to book this hotel room, and then it'll be too late, or I'll book it and I get stuck with this resort fee and I'm paying a lot more money than I thought I was going to book. But a big thing about it is that the hotels and resorts do not pay any commission on the resort fees. So when you look at examples of like Expedia or hotels.com or any of these hotel, you know, resellers, OTAs that have huge contracts and sell a huge number of rooms. Well, basically, they're just paying commission. Nobody ever pays commission on taxes, but they're not going to be paying commission on resort fees. And if you think, you know, Expedia is booking millions of hotel rooms and for certain properties, probably tens of thousands, that adds up to a lot of commission when you don't have to pay commission on the resort fees. Also, that's the same for a regular travel agent and luxury travel advisor. People like me, you don't get commission on the resort fees. It also gives properties the opportunity to run promotions, making you think you're getting something when you're really not, like discounting the resort fee or removing a resort fee. I know Cosmo does a lot of promotions with casino rooms, even if they're not comp, where they'll give you the room for a certain price and they'll say, well, waive your resort fees. And also, it's great for casino promotions and status holders because it's a perk that can be given out. And remember, when you give out perks like no resort fees because you're a diamond, you can also easily take those perks away. So hotels love that kind of thing. The thing that's loopy with casinos, of course, as we all know, is that people can actually get a $0 room, a comp room, and have to pay $45 plus tax resort fee on their, quote, free room, which makes me always feel that casino comp rooms should never have a resort fee because it's supposed to be a complimentary room. But of course, it allows casinos to make a little bit of extra cash off of the comp rooms if somebody doesn't have status or if that property does not waive resort fees. Or once again, it becomes one of those discretionary situations where now you need to ask your host or somebody at the casino after you've played, hey, will you waive my resort fees? And they have that, you know, sort of wiggle room of it being optional or not. It's also interesting that a lot of award programs like Hyatt Awards and Hilton Award Stays often have no resort fees if you book with points. And of course, that is sort of depressing to see a points booking with no resort fee, but to see resort fees on revenue changes. So the big, you know, those are a lot of the reasons, but I think one of the big reasons is that they don't have to pay commission on the resort fees. A lot of people say, hey, what if the government outlawed resort fees? Do you think, you know, the rates would go down? No. basically, I mean, I would personally love the government getting away from, you know, doing something like that, even though I don't love the government doing something, because it would personally help me out, because it would raise the base rates on rooms, which would mean that the rooms that I do sell through luxury programs, I would get higher commission on. But I honestly don't think, I think hotels would just adjust and they would just have to deal with the fact that they would be paying out more commission and not be able to not pay commission on resort fees. I do not believe that if resort fees disappeared by some incredible mandate by the government, that all of a sudden all the room rates would not go up. I really do think they would. So it's sort of a zero-sum game, unfortunately, for consumers. But there you have it.
All right. Now, do you think that the room rates would go up, or do you think that the prices that are displayed would just be the actual prices with the $45 included in the price? So let's say, you know, it was like $80 before, and, you know, but then you get a night or something and you had to pay that $45 resort fee. But since they can't have resort fees anymore, you think they would just display the actual price of, say, what, $125?
Mm-hmm. I think in most instances, you know, I would use the example if it was like $100 room and a $50 resort fee. So easy math. I would say that right now you see the base rate is $100. And then in small print is this is how much the resort fee is and this is how much the taxes are. I believe the base rate would start to display closer to $150. I guess the issue would probably be for properties with regard to what their occupancy levels are, because I could see hotels that run at really good occupancy levels, like Wynn Las Vegas in Vegas. I could see them not really bothering because, or not worrying about it, because people are going to book the rooms anyway, because they want to book there and it has high occupancy. But what are you going to do with a property that has lower occupancy? That could be interesting. I mean, maybe they won't add the entire resort fee to the base rate. So it would be a little bit tricky, but I honestly don't think the government's ever going to truly get involved in that. I don't think they really care enough. I think what they care enough about is disclosure. And right now, most websites have gotten really good at disclosing the resort fees. They actually have made the print bigger and they've made it really, really clear what the resort fees are. So it's sort of like you're agreeing to it and it's clear that you're agreeing to it. I will agree that 5-10 years ago, it was more like a little bit of a small print where you would get a total and then there'd be an asterisk and say, hey, when you check out, there'll be this fee added. But now most websites show you the rate of the room and taxes, and then also show the resort fee and taxes, and then show the total of everything. So I think hotels would probably argue that they're disclosing it and it's just the way that they want to do their pricing. So I don't think they're going to go away, but that's my opinion.
All right. Well, great information as always. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at TravelZorkTravel.com to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily, as all social platforms are, at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.